Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
He still believes the American dream, his last breath he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and if it ain't rubbing, it ain't racing. Robbie Foley is with us from the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, the IMSA. He's been a driver for, I think, since 2018. Is that right? Hey, Robbie, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys? Morning.
Yeah, good. Was I right? At 2018, you got started?
Yeah, in this IMSA championship, yep. I started racing early on, around 2010, 2012. I guess you could say my career started, but I've been at IMSA now since 2018.
Yeah, and I just I read how you got started here. Man, severe injury sustained during a football game at high school, and including a torn LCL, ACL, PCL, and a broken tibia, fibula, and ankle, and nerve damage. I mean, what did a car run into you?
Basically, yeah. I was playing a game at Paramus Catholic in New Jersey. I was going to Randolph High School. There was like a play on the opposite side of the field. I was just kind of running. I got hit after the whistle, actually. My left leg was like in the air. It's a very strange circumstance, but I kind of fell in a sense on my left foot, which got like stuck in the ground in a weird way. And basically, if you think about it, if you bend your knee like it's supposed to bend, my leg snaps like 90 degrees the other way, inward. So my foot ended up like in my inner thigh, like this. So, it was a very weird circumstance and did quite some damage to my leg. Yeah.
And they thought they were going to have to amputate the leg, right?
Yeah. That's one of the things that my doctor, who was kind of a comedian at the time, was like, well, it's good you did it. And this decade, because years ago, we've had to amputate people before just from the internal trauma of the leg and stuff. They have to stabilize it really quickly. Otherwise, I don't know the exact medical terms, but you get some internal bleeding and things can go south pretty fast. I was lucky where my mom was a trauma nurse. She was retired, not working anymore, but that combined with the people at the field did a really good job to stabilize my leg. And yeah, when you have that many crazy injuries in one, it's right. Difficult to keep that situation stable. So I had some kind of bleeding that luckily sorted itself out internally. And yeah, long story short, wow. I still have my leg. Doesn't work often, but
yeah.
It works enough.
So. Yeah, we're talking to Robbie Foley here, race car driver Robbie Foley on the National Defense. And, you know, you look back on that now, obviously, and say, you know, maybe that kind of a blessing in disguise because it got you into racing. And I think this is correct, you're currently second in points this season in the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. Is that right?
Yep, exactly right. Yeah, and you're totally right. Like, if this didn't happen, I probably was on a different path in life and different trajectory. So I'm, you know, grateful is probably the wrong word to use for a traumatic experience, but I'm certainly happy that I was able to take the path that I did and do what I love. Racing was like a pipe for me. You know, kind of like growing up as a kid, you want to be an astronaut or whatever. For me, it was race car driving, but I never really saw it attainable. So definitely happy that it worked out the way it did.
We did the – me and a few buddies of mine did the Richard Petty Driving Academy out there. And man, just at the beginning, they put you in a van and take you around that oval and the bank. And yeah, I mean, you think you're going to die. The van, just the square van was going over 100 and he's, you know, he's banking and it's like, but man, what a blast that was. That was such a blast. Do you remember the first time that you actually got on the track to compete? What kind of a feeling was that?
Yeah, I remember it vividly. First time on the track was just kind of driving in a racing school. Also, conveniently at Laguna Seca in Monterey, where our next race is. Being from New Jersey, I would have never thought my first racetrack would be in California, but that's how it worked out. And yeah, just kind of a full circle, like, breath of fresh air, or like kind of a sigh of like, wow, I'm actually doing what I wanted to be doing my whole life. And beyond that, just a cool feeling of adrenaline and the feeling you on your body when you're driving, and you probably got some of this too, being on the banking, just fighting G-forces or when you're racing, you can experience up to 5 G's of force. So that's 5 times the weight of your body, basically, to hold up. For us, it's normally 2 to 3 sustained, and we'll peak at 5 or so. But that's a super cool feeling. And now to me, that's normal. But when I first drove a race car, I was walking kind of, but I definitely went into the race car probably before I should have. I still had some pain in my leg. So
All you guys are ready. All you guys are adrenaline junkies. We're talking to Robbie Foley, race car driver here in National Defense, and currently second in points in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship. And, you know, talk about the training just a little bit, Robbie. I was fortunate enough a few years ago to visit Hendrix Motorsports and to go into their locker room and their gymnasium. Man, you guys have to train, I mean, like NFL athletes. I mean, I was amazed, first of all, when I walked into the garage, how spotless it was. I mean, there was not a drop of oil on the ground. It was absolutely immaculate. And then you go into the training room, and it's much better than a lot of NFL team gyms. I mean, requires a ton of training, right?
Yeah, and so we talked a little bit about G-forces and stuff like that. It's also really hot in the car too. So the best way to describe it is like, imagine a sustained like jog for 3 hours. So you need a lot of cardio training and some basic strength training, most important of which is probably your neck. Sounds silly, but your body's strapped into the seat and we have harnesses and stuff that kind of keep us in one spot. But when you turn into a corner, your head is trying to go the other way with gravity. So you have to train your neck to kind of be able to keep your head up at all times. And, you know, you look a little bit goofy in the gym and stuff while other people are doing more conventional stuff. You're like pulling things with your neck. there's that. And then beyond just me as a driver, our pit crews have to be super fit.
Right. I was just going to
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. they're basically slinging tires and carrying really heavy stuff, trying to do it as fast as possible. So in my championship, it's similar to NASCAR, but the rules are slightly different. But yeah, there's a guy that carries the tires around. There's a guy with a air jack that lifts the car up. So these guys can change four tires in about 15 seconds.
Wow.
And everything is down to the last tenth of a second. So the quicker we can do a tire change and fuel our car, the quicker we're going to get out of the pits. And it's equally as important to be fast in the pits as it is on the racetrack. You can give up 2 seconds in the pits. That's super hard to overcome on the track. So our whole team, takes that side of it very seriously.
Well, Robbie, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families who are, for the most part, huge fans of racing. I'm sure you see those guys and ladies show up in droves when you drive, right?
Absolutely. And we even have some veterans on our team. One of the guys I was just telling you about that carries tires, he's a retired paratrooper.
Oh, wow.
I would say parallel similarities between, I can't speak from personal experience because I've never been in the military, but just from my peers, there's similarities between, how a race team functions and how, the military functions as well. So it's, we love getting some of those guys on the team because they have an amazing work ethic and know how to work with people. And that's really, When you boil it down, that's what's important.
Yeah, that's interesting you say that. We're talking to Robbie Foley here, race car driver with the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship on the National Defense. And, yeah, I've heard that parallel between racing before and also in the NFL. We've had a lot of players on, and they talk about that. And some have served in the military and gone on to a career in the NFL, and they talk about that same kind of training, that work ethic, that teamwork. Everybody's got to be in sync to make things happen. And like you mentioned before, like it's down to the tenth of a second with you guys. And that feeling to win has just got to be, not only a personal achievement, but just like a huge team win every time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I'll give you an example. Our last race last week in Long Beach, California, we had the fastest pit stop in our class, and that essentially propelled us from, we were running sixth at the time at the last pit stop. We then jumped up to second. So, we as drivers, me and my teammate did the job, but I would say our pit crew and strategy on the team side really got us that result. The best driver in the world without the best team and best car is probably not going to succeed.
Yeah.
So it's not any one person. Same as on a football team or anybody. You could be a star quarterback, but with nobody to throw to, you're in trouble. So, same kind of deal. There's no one person that, really gets it done. It's a team effort.
I don't know. Last season, Patrick Mahomes threw a pass to himself and caught it. So, he may be the exception to the rule.
yeah.
Hey, Robbie, what's the fastest you've ever gone?
I've gone just over 200 before. To be honest with you, if I strapped you in a race car, I think the speed. If we did 200 miles an hour, that wouldn't impress you as much as the cars that I drive brake incredibly well. So they slow down unbelievably and I have a lot of grip in the corner. So from, let's say 200 miles an hour in about 150 to 200 feet, we can slow down to probably 80 miles an hour. So just the rate of deceleration is insane. So you hit the brake pedal and your body's trying to fly through the windshield.
and that's without a parachute.
Exactly. So that would impress you much more than doing, the speed initially is something. And you just notice on the racetrack, these things that are kind of references flying by you, like the fence you're next to or trees. Okay, yeah, that's something. But once you're used to that, it's no big deal. It's the grip that the car makes and the performance the car has is pretty incredible.
So this WeatherTech company, I think they're going to do pretty well, don't you?
Yeah, they definitely do well. They've been our title sponsor for a few years now. So it's officially called the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, sanctioned by IMSA. I race for BMW in that series, and there's a lot of other manufacturers that race. We race against Ferrari, Porsche, Corvette, Lamborghini, Aston Martin, list goes on. I think what's good for them is they do business with all of these brands, and you know, they make floor mats that are in a lot of OEM cars. So they've been a great supporter of our series and given us the ability to grow and expand. And the series is growing very, very quickly. So
the company itself, you know, what an impressive company this guy starts this company. I don't know how much you know about WeatherTech, but this guy took a look around at mats and everything else that you put in cars and said, you know what, I can do a better job, and started producing these high quality interior features for cars. And it's just amazing how far this company has gone. I mean, even to the point now where they're sponsoring the sports car championship. But you know, it just sounds like everything that's involved with IMSA is definitely quality. I mean, from the car brands to the drivers themselves to the sponsors, it's got to be great to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's growing. There's a new kind of class in the championship called GTP. There's a lot of manufacturers coming in now, to make a long story short, and there's a ton of fans involved. The first two races of the season, we had a combined like over 4 million people tune in and view. There's a couple hundred thousand people at a few of the different races, so it's growing, and it's great to be a part of. Part of that history of IMSA, which has been around a long time, and it's my favorite place to race. I've been lucky to race all over the world, and I definitely love racing at home in IMSA.
Man, that's so cool. Hey, Robbie, best of luck with everything. Thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, it's just amazing to hear what you're able to do in a race car. That's incredible.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. And likewise, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Since 2003, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans adjust back to civilian life. Through specialized programs, they begin healing their bodies and minds while regaining a sense of camaraderie. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We've had this guy on the show several times. Every time, he is the funniest man in the world. George Lopez is with us. George, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You've been traveling a lot?
Not so much. A little bit this summer, you know. I'm going to go to Ireland in July to play golf. I've joined this club called Old Head out there. It's amazing. Life is too short. You know, I've always I don't think I ever use that expression much after, before I turned 50, but most definitely after in the last 13 years. I thought life was too short, as mean as my grandmother was when I was in my teens, but it's really short now.
I just heard something the other day, George, that said the new thinking now is that you're not old. It used to be that you were old when you were 60. Now people say you're not old until you're 75. That's verified.
That's for one. I don't think so. Listen, you know what? You know, and you realize, you know, when I go to anybody who's over 60, maybe 50, cannot look at anything with their mouth closed. Your mouth just opens. I don't know if it'd be better. They go, I can't see you. Like, hey, man, open your mouth. Oh yeah, I can see everything now.
Exactly.
I went to go get gas, and the guy goes, dude, did you fall asleep at the pump? I said, what do you mean? He goes, your eyes were like all squinty and your mouth was open.
And I find that I can hear better if I put my glasses on.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah. We're talking to George Lopez here in the National Defense. You mentioned your golf. You mentioned your golf game.
Open up your eyes. Yeah. I mean, Jack Nicklaus told Lee Trevino, you become a better golfer when you're older. He's 95. I think you can't hit it 10 feet.
So that was also bullshit.
I think that's also a lie.
Hey, you mentioned your golf game, and I played a little golf in Ireland. I think that the name of the club or the name of the course, it was Lahinch out there. And, man, I'll tell you what, I got into a game. I just walked onto the course, and I got into a game with a Redemptorist priest. And, George, you can understand this as a golfer. So this guy says, you want to play for something? And I said, okay. He said, you play for a pint. And I said, all right, that's fine. Well, so we're playing a match, and about every hole that I had a putt of about 2.5 feet, he would go, oh, that's good. You might as well pick it up. And so I'd pick it up. Well, when I went ahead of him in one hole in the match, all of a sudden I'm having to putt out every single putt. And I finally, we end up, I won the match by one. And I said, you forget about the pint. He goes, oh, no, you're having the pint. I ended up drinking with 6 Redemptorist priests for about 2 hours.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
it's such a great spirit over there.
That's not going to happen if you run into a guy shopping. So the golf is great for those kind of experiences. You know, we went to Ireland in the 2000s, and my buddy walks up and he goes, "Can you guys make 4 Irish car bombs?" I'm like, I don't think that they called that here.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
None of these cases would be moving with the speed, the ferocity, or the press coverage if they were not about the potential next president of the United States.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
We're talking to George Lopez here on the National Defense, and of course the TV series Lopez versus Lopez that you do with your daughter, and you got season two wrapping up here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great 10 episodes run because of the strike. These are all, you know, really power-packed guest-packed episodes, and going into the finale, people that have seen the show, you know, love the show, they'll love these two. And if you haven't seen it, you know, it streams on Peacock, and wherever you are in the world, there's Peacock. And, you know, of course, you know, I've been a huge supporter of military my whole life, and you know, it just has meant so much to, even in the community that I was at, everybody that I ever went to's house, while their mother was asking, the kid was asking the mother if he could go play, in the living room had many pictures of family who were either in the Army or the Marines or the Navy. And a lot of guys I grew up with, too, were in the military.
Yeah, and you know, George, you don't see that much anymore. I mean, it's tough to even find anybody on your block that you know was in the military or served. And that's why it's even more special, I think, these days to, you know, to honor those men and women who do it.
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, I'm not, you know, a government official. I'm not anything other than a citizen.
Thank God.
The fact that everybody who every woman, man, family member, mother, father, whoever was taken away to go protect freedoms all over the world, in every crevice of the world, an American has been there. When they come back to the United States, those arms should be open, and anything that person needed, it should not be an issue to get. Yeah. And no vet should be homeless, but it should not take what it takes for a person to just be able to relieve their pain from something they did while defending this country. It's an abomination of things that are going on.
Yeah.
There's stuff that's going on that's ridiculous,
yeah.
But what's tragic is what happens to veterans, and as they get older, and the things that they need should never be a problem.
Absolutely. Amen, man. That is absolutely the case. And we just talked to somebody the other day, just to kind of underscore that. Talked to somebody who's over the legislative process for Wounded Warrior Project, and he's talking about these bills that are up for vote for veterans in Congress. I go, who's opposing that? I mean, there should be nobody opposing that, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's say if it takes another lottery, nobody knows where the lottery money goes. Whatever it takes, it should not be depleting. You know, it shouldn't be depleting. Or you know what they do? They wrap those bills in other bills,
yeah,
that they want to pass.
Right.
One gets killed. So that, you know, that's the game. But there should be no game. It should just be, yeah, okay.
You're right, though, George. Nobody knows where the lottery money goes, and nobody knows where the cannabis money goes, and nobody knows where the casino money goes. So wherever that money is, it should be used for something good. Hey, I want to ask you about, so this entire Lopez versus Lopez on NBC, that was actually inspired by comments that your daughter made about you on TikTok, right?
Yes, a kid had done a TikTok very unfavorable to me and then to her mom and our relationship and the kidney that was donated to me. You know, then we got divorced. You know, those kids, man. So like, Mayan sees that and does a duet and responds to it, and she's twerking upside down, and Mayan's like, you know, all the things that brought me tremendous pain. You know, my mom got the bag, you know, and Mayan's holding a big bag of money. And it's like, oh my God, why is my life out there? So the girl, Debbie Wolf, saw the TikTok in the middle of the night, and I say it's like the opening of Beverly Hillbillies. He's out hunting with Duke. He takes a shot, hits the ground, oil comes up, and then they're millionaires. You know, Mayan's doing a TikTok to a response to some kid nobody ever knows. She puts it up. This girl sees it, and now we're in our second season on NBC.
Oh, man. That's a great – wee, doggy. Do you do an Uncle Jed?
Yeah. He was the best dancer too, man.
Oh man, he was great. He was doing the Uncle Jed dance there in the mansion. It was fantastic.
I think I should find the Uncle Jed dance and then do that Ice Cube. Keep it gangster, dog. Keep it gangster. And have Uncle Jed dancing under.
How excited were you or not excited to jump into another series?
Well, you know, I'm an only child, man. You know, everybody's like, hey, you know, you work so hard and all that. You know, TV was like, you know, just being sucked into the vortex, man. All my whole life and my whole creativity came from TV. But this one is very special because it's on NBC. You know, Johnny Carson, I did the show in 1991. I watched it my whole life. Sanford and Son was one of my favorite shows. Chico and the Man, you know,
oh,
Freddie,
yeah,
Prinze was,
yeah,
the reason I got into comedy. My grandmother was in love with Dennis Weaver. She'd make me sit there and watch McCloud with her.
Oh, that's funny. That's what we were just. I just interviewed a guy the other day. It was on Barnaby Jones, if you remember that show.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I mean, and we're losing all of them.
You know,
I'm happy that I'm able to leave my legacy to Mayan, and I think you'll be in good hands.
That's so cool. Lopez versus Lopez, NBC Tuesdays, 8 Central. Man, it's always great to talk to you, George. Continued great success, and good luck with your golf game.
I'm available, brother. Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
Robert is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications. I've been an avid fly fisherman. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen is available in stores everywhere without a prescription. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And it's been crazy.
I'll bet it has. Well, I mean, you went on to record, I mean, you've recorded so many songs since then. You are a multi-platinum selling artist. And, I mean, you get the song that you did, I think it was Oh Holy Night, that was so great. And so has it shifted at all from the time you were 10 to now? I just watched the new music video that's out today. Your EP is out today, Sala, and the single's called Behind My Eyes, and you still just have such a beautiful voice. Is it, and I'm sure that's a technical question about, you know, how your voice has changed since then, but can you kind of share with us, that process?
Oh, of course. Well, I was never, trained when I started singing. Still have not been trained other than, check in to make sure that my voice is developing correctly and healthily. But, I started out with this kind of big operatic voice, and then I actually did have a period of, I hit puberty and my voice started getting weaker and mousier as it was changing. And then once I got through that, it was just this insane strong thing that, I really just had to learn how to use through experience. And so concert after concert, I was building the muscle, and it was just getting easier to control and maintain. And it was so fun to kind of just challenge myself and see what else I could do with it each show that I was doing. And then the Masked Singer happened, and that I think was
right.
2020. Yeah. And, at that point I was able to anonymously, experiment with pop and using my pop voice. And the vocal tech that I worked with on the show, she had some great tips and tricks to help open up that part of my voice. And through that show, I really realized I can do pop. It was something I didn't know if I could do for the majority of my career. And after that, I was just kind of playing with both voices through my concerts and just really exploring this new world that I'd never really gotten a chance to explore yet. And it was great because I was songwriting for a majority of my career as well, just off on my own. And the songs I were writing were a little more of a poppy element or like a chest voice element. And I never thought I was going to be able to put those out in the world with my own voice. And so after that, I was like, this is amazing. I can finally, show people my own music and present it how I was always dreaming of presenting it. And, after COVID, that's exactly what I started doing. And I really kind of bunkered down and did the songwriting, and now I'm putting it out in the world.
Oh, man, that is so interesting. We're talking to Jackie Evancho here on the National Defense, and her new EP, Sala, is out. And you wrote all six songs, and this was very interesting to me. Co-produced. I wouldn't put Jackie with Smash Mouth, but it's co-produced with Smash Mouth's founding member and songwriter Greg Camp. How did that happen?
Well, once I started doing the songwriting, I actually was doing a lot of it in Nashville. And my label actually introduced me to him, and it was so cool because, I went and did the initial meeting, and we kind of just played around with the stuff that I have that we could build and make into tracks. And I noticed right away that Greg was doing an amazing job at understanding what I was trying to say, because as a self-taught singer, I don't have, you know, the terminology or anything like that. So I was just going off of the vocab I have, and he had a really great way of understanding what I was saying. And it's a great team, I think, because we visualize the same exact thing when we're coming up with projects and stuff. And so it was just kind of like a match made in heaven. Things flow smoothly, and he's just so wonderful at getting a lot of these ideas out. I really admire him.
Yeah, that's so cool. And it's amazing to me, the more people I talk to on this show that are into music, how it really doesn't matter genre to genre, the understanding of the technique and the where do we go from here kind of understanding. And it sounds like that was a match made in heaven. We're talking to Jackie Evancho here on the National Defense. Hey, you are from Pittsburgh, right?
I am.
I worked in Pittsburgh radio for about 3 years, and I stole one of their women to marry. And it's so funny. I love Pittsburgh. I love the people there. And what part of Pittsburgh did you grow up?
I was more in, like, the North Hill side, where there's, you know, Cranberry and Wexford and Estonia.
Sure.
We were in the suburbia. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever go to Giant Eagle?
No, actually, I didn't.
Giant Eagle. Yeah. I mean, they've got their own way of
talking. Oh.
Yeah, they got their own way of talking in Pittsburgh. You go to the Giant Eagle, you go downtown.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown, Yins.
Yeah, right.
All that fun stuff. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. So, Dana, you still live there, or did you move to Nashville?
I still live in Pittsburgh. I also live part-time in New York City.
Okay. Okay, cool. And now I want to talk about the name, the title of this EP, Sala. And I understand that you got that from kind of a phrase that you heard.
Yeah. So the phrase is actually Sala, 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 but I wanted to kind of shorten it, make it a little more catchy, I guess. And it was just kind of a perfect thing that I had heard, because what it represents is people would say it when they're kind of letting go of someone or something in their lives that they once loved, and they're kind of renouncing it to the earlier part of their life, and they're moving forward in this new chapter. And I thought it was perfect, because that's exactly what this EP is, and it's exactly what I'm doing now. You know, I always have so much fondness for where I began and who I was back then, but nobody is the same person at 20 that they were when they were 10.
Right.
And now I'm 24, and I have a lot to say, so.
Yeah, and you've said it with a lot of people, too. You've recorded or performed duets with people like Tony Bennett, Barbara Streisand, Placido Domingo, Josh Groban. Oh, my gosh. Andrea Bocelli. That is that's incredible. Jackie's also a Guinness World Record holder as the youngest person to ever have a U.S. Top 3 album. And then you co-starred in the film The Company You Keep at the request of the star of the film, Robert Redford. What was that like?
Mm-hmm. That was bizarre, because I never even thought about really the idea of acting once I started my musical career. And my dad goes one day, hey, did you know, like, Robert Redford is requesting you to act in his new movie coming up? And I was, I think, 11 or 12, and I was scared at the idea of acting because I was so shy. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let my fears control this. Let's do it. And I ended up doing it, and it was amazing. We did all the filming in Canada, and I met so many amazing people that I just admire. And Robert is so down to earth and kind and patient, and he taught me a lot during that process. So it was unexpected, but an amazing journey.
Well, you've always had that maturity about you. You know, I'm sure people have said old soul, all that kind of stuff. But you've always had that maturity ever since you were on America's Got Talent. So I'm not surprised that you, you know, kind of jumped right into that situation. But what has been, Jackie, from the time you were on AGT to now, what does anything stand out to you as like the most magical thing you've done?
Ooh, that's tricky because there are a lot of them.
Sure.
Honestly, as my 24-year-old self, something that does pop into my head a lot is that movie filming. When I did a modeling gig for a guest campaign when I was 10 or 11, that was really cool. Recording with David Foster at his house at the time.
Oh, wow.
So many, like, really amazing memories. Yeah. And I think the Oprah Winfrey farewell show that I did a duet with Patti LaBelle and Josh Groban.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And ladies and gentlemen, she's only 24, so I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Best of luck with everything. The new EP, Sala, is out today. And, of course, Behind My Eyes, you should check out as the music video. Great stuff, Jackie. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you. I hope you have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
So just how big is the video game industry? Well, it's estimated that international revenue from interactive entertainment last year alone grew to almost $188 billion. And whether it's League of Legends or Grand Theft Auto or Fortnite, gamers are streaming their gameplay, which makes the strength of your Wi-Fi super important. So what if you've got lagging or buffering issues? Well, check out the Archer AX 11000 Tri-Band Wi-Fi 6 gaming router. Here's some stats. It's got 12 streams at an incredible 10 gigabits per second. There's Game Accelerator to detect and optimize those streams. It provides stats, including duration and your network resource allocation. Plus, it's super easy to set up with the Tether app. So if you want to stay competitive, you need top-notch Wi-Fi. Check out the Archer AX 11000 at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.